here, I'd like to do item 24 and then maybe take a break for lunch.
Yeah.
As long as the treasurer's here.
Item number 24 from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, requesting authorization to establish a policy that allows the option of non-reimbursement to municipalities in the August settlement process for all special assessments and special charges included in the tax roll which have not been previously paid to the proper municipal treasurer.
Mr. Chairman, as you're all aware, every August we settle with all the suburban municipalities and reimburse them for their unpaid taxes and special assessments. Lately, there have been a couple instances where a municipality has slipped in a demolition cost as a special assessment. Could go as high as $1 million. Once that building is demolished, the property is not worth $1 million. We foreclose on it, we never get reimbursed for it. This gives me the option, I'm working with Corp Council, and not reimbursing them, but only reimbursing them if we recover that amount in the sale of the foreclosed property.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the Treasurer for bringing the item. I understand it. I mean, I authored the resolution for IGR prior to the legislature's change. I just need to reconcile the language here between your memo and the resolution and the fiscal note. Some of the language talks about giving the option.
Yes.
And some of it talks about it in the context of giving you the option. And
yes.
So I want to understand, what are we adopting? Are we adopting a policy saying we will not reimburse except to the extent that we are paid, you know, after the fact they make a taxpayer makes good and then we would? Or are we saying that we're giving you the discretion? I'm trying to understand what is the actual effect, because there seems to be a disagreement in the language.
I appreciate the question. It's a great question. Because of the policy I inherited when I first got here, we had to reimburse them for all special assessments. I'm working with Corp Council now to not reimburse them just for large costs like raising. If I say we're not going to reimburse them, then there's all kinds of other things like utility bills, a cost for shoveling or cutting grass, things that I can easily recover. But if I say I don't reimburse them for special assessments or special taxes, then I have to keep separate books, because I still, if I collect that in the foreclosure process, then I have to reimburse them for those costs plus interest and penalty on those. I can easily make money or recover my costs on the smaller ones, just the larger ones. So I'm working with Corp Council. I'm asking you to give me discretionary authority so I can just take out those large ones if I have the option to. So you'll understand. I'll have to report back to the committee, if you want, on what I'm doing, but I need to have that authority in order to do so. And I can report back to the committee, if you want, to what I'm actually doing, and, you know, you can understand what process I'm implementing. But I just need the authority as treasurer to have that option.
I really appreciate that explanation. So the examples of $800,000 or $1 million are clear. Those demolition type expenditures would not be reimbursed.
Exactly.
Do you have a sense of sort of where that threshold lies in terms of?
I have to work with Corp Council to see if there's a number threshold I can use or if I can just take out certain ones. There's only been two or three instances in the last couple of years where it actually happened. We'll never recover those costs. So I'm working with Corp Council to see what kind of discretion I have within the law.
Okay. So will the policy, this will at least give you sort of a working policy going, but then you're expecting to follow up with putting it in ordinance, or how?
I'm going to work with the Corp Council then to find out what discretion authority I have, and I'll be glad to report back to the committee to tell you what I'm actually implementing. But I need that authority in order to proceed.
Right.
Okay.
I appreciate that explanation. I would move approval if there hasn't been a motion.
Any other discussion on this item? If not, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 25, I think, is very similar to 15 through 21 that we just did. That item was approved by Parks Committee, and I think it'd be sensible for this committee to move adoption on item 25 at this time.